Welcome to the Karate Shrimp Podcast. I'm your host, Sabrina Bleem. Join me in exploring all the ways we can perform better in life and martial arts. I felt really nervous about starting martial arts in my 40s. I'd never been athletic as a kid. I always hated gym class in school. I'd never been into sports. And yet here I was, 41, trying out my very first karate class ever. Half the class was at least half my age, and most of the students were black belts. And here I was, a 41-year-old white belt, totally clueless. Would I get my ass kicked? Would I hurt myself? Would I look like a fool? Of course I was nervous. I was well out of my comfort zone. And I knew nothing. I was totally inexperienced, which is not a comfortable feeling for adults. But here's the cool part. That inexperience turned out to be the thing that I loved the most about it. That white belt was by far my favorite belt. Everyone expected me to know nothing. Everyone expected me to make mistakes. Everyone expected me to struggle and feel confused and ask questions and not have any idea if I was doing anything right. Everyone expected me to be a white belt because I was. That realization hit me during my very first class. I walked into that class totally nervous and I walked out grinning from ear to ear. I had tried something new. I had done something difficult. I had pushed myself well out of my comfort zone. And I received nothing but a warm welcome and total understanding from everyone there. Those black belts, they remembered what it was like. They remembered being new at it and feeling stupid and out of place. They remembered, and they didn't judge me for going through the exact same process they did. Being a beginner at something as difficult as martial arts, this became so liberating for me. I realized that even though I was an adult with the weight of all of those expectations and responsibilities on my shoulders, I didn't in fact have to know everything all the time. I didn't even have to know anything. With karate, that inexperience allowed me to remember the bliss of learning something for the very first time. The joy of pushing myself. The fun of trying something new. If you think you're too old to start martial arts, at whatever that age may be, just know that you will know nothing and you will make mistakes, but you will also be starting an amazing path that will make you realize that none of that even matters. Thank you for tuning in to the Karate Shrimp Podcast. You can also find me on YouTube at The Karate Shrimp, as well as on my blog, www.thekarateshrimp.com. There you can find more resources, as well as online courses to help you perform better in life and martial arts. Feel free to share my content with anyone you know who could benefit from it. See you next time.